If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
For the fifth time in 6 months, an American tourist is under arrest again. Ammunition after allegedly found in luggage in Turks and Caicos. Authorities say Sherita Shanice Greer and her daughter were taken into custody following an airport security check. Two rounds of ammo were found in the mother's bag, according to authorities. Her daughter was released. The mother is expected to make her first court appearance. Authorities say a conviction comes with a mandatory minimum 12-year prison sentence.
Yeah, so here's our tip. If you got summer travel plans, especially if you're traveling out of the country, take your bullets out of your bags. Some of these countries don't play around with finding bullets. You might end up in a Turkish prison for a decade because you got two bullets in your bag. Just make sure you ain't got any ammo in your luggage, all right?
Yeah, it's funny. There's been a rash of folks going to Turks and Caicos, which is a fabulous little island area, but just with bullets in their bag. I have like one bag with bullets and one without for your travel needs. And make sure you use the no bullets bag if you go overseas.
Wow.
At the same time, it's like, all right, I'm a tourist. I got two bullets. It was obviously a mistake. You're going to give me 12 years? That's harsh, man.
I'd be nervous.
They can pass the laws they want.
I'd be damn nervous.
Oh, yeah. 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 At the very least, as some of these island nations are less than formal in the rule of law, you might be paying just a cataclysmic fine to get yourself back to freedom.
Right. I know the guy from a couple of weeks ago, he's in jail and his wife stayed around for a while, but you know, they didn't have unlimited money. She just can't stay right there. So she came back home and now she kind of gets to talk to him now and then because he's in prison or in jail being held for his court date and threatened with a dozen years in prison.
Right.
Holy that's rough. Crap.
So, speaking of money changing hands, a couple of really interesting economic notes for you. First of all, two main reasons inflation is still high. One, rents, and two, hospital costs. Hospital prices jumped 7.7% last month from a year ago, the highest increase in any month since October of 2010, according to the Labor Department. They go into a bunch of different procedures that are significantly more expensive than they were a year ago. And then, like anything, any topic discussing the U.S. healthcare system, there are like three or four sub-conversations you have to bring enlightenment to the topic. Our healthcare system could not be any more screwed up than it is, I don't think. Of course, having said that, they'll reach new heights of being screwed up. Between artificial and fictional government compensation rates for Medicare and Medicaid, hospital monopolies in a lot of cities, a lot of regions. And
then the way insurance companies work, which I've never understood and I understand less now. I was in the emergency room a week ago today for my motorcycle wreck. I got a bill for $2,000 And it said on there, the insurance company hasn't, I forget the word they use, but hasn't looked at all of this yet. I don't know. You're threatening me with collections if I don't pay by this date. When's the insurance company take it? What do they cover? What do they not cover? Are they just doing that thing where they hope you'll pay for it before they cover it? Do I have to hire a lawyer to figure out what is actually supposed to be covered or not? What are you supposed to do?
Right, and keep in mind, if you have insurance, you're paying artificially inflated rates to pay for the government compensation, folks, and people without insurance at all.
And then everybody kept asking me why I didn't take an ambulance as opposed to limping into a guy's Uber and bleeding all over his seat in his poor Toyota Camry, which it was nice of him to do. Because the last time I took an ambulance, an eighth of a mile for my gallbladder, it cost me $3,000 cash. Because that's not covered by insurance. $3,000.
Wow.
I don't know what this would have been. It was a lot further away. So I'll never take an ambulance again unless I think I'm going to die.
You can take a private jet from your house to the hospital for about
right.
that.
Right.
So they do mention that health insurers are paying for soaring wages for nurses and other workers. Hiring and openings in healthcare have remained strong, even as unemployment in other industries has slowed down. I thought that was interesting. Also, we mentioned earlier that the New York Times had an article about inflation, and the number one comment, which was liked by 1,140 out of the 1,180 people who commented, was that the New York Times really needs to get off its butt and do some journalism about how companies are gouging us and how they're artificially raising prices. Well, the Wall Street Journal has a great piece on the title is, Why is Inflation So Stubborn? Ask Your Local Small Business. The number of small businesses in America that are contemplating raising prices is the highest they have ever observed. And they go into a bunch of small businesses whose costs, from corrugated paper from a box business to all sorts of people are talking about labor costs, a bunch of different inputs. Here's a roofer who hasn't raised prices in a decade and now is going to have to raise them 20%. Just their costs are killing them. The aluminum used for curtain tracks now costs $1.31 a foot. That's up about 20% from a year ago today. They just have a bunch of different examples of it.
Sure. So,
and then this, I thought, on a semi-similar topic. Jack and I have relationships with a couple of fairly large companies and a couple of little LLCs that have roughly the revenue of your local baseball card shop. So the idea that we're some sort of corporate titans is just not true.
Do I look like a titan?
You don't, frankly. But I thought this was great. Phil Gramm, the old senator, and Mike Solon, whose name I don't recognize, but they wrote this piece for the Wall Street Journal about how Biden and company are going to hammer hard the idea of we've got to raise taxes on corporations. And they quote a bunch of different speeches where they've said that sort of thing. Obama was big on it, too. And how during the Trump tax cuts, the permanent part, there was some temporary stuff, some permanent part, was corporate tax rates, which get a lot less attention than individual income tax rates, because, and I quote, Americans don't understand that corporations don't pay taxes. What? What? Wait, what? It's one of the main campaign aims of the Democrats that corporations have to pay higher taxes. You're trying to tell me they don't pay taxes at all? A corporate entity is a pass-through legal structure, a piece of paper in some Delaware filing cabinet. As Mitt Romney tried to tell people, corporations are people. And he was mocked, of course, by lefty
media for saying that. My friend. And that was endlessly mocked.
So when the corporate tax rate increases, corporations try to pass the cost on to consumers. To the degree that the entire cost of the tax increase can't be passed on to consumers, those costs are borne by employees and investors. Most economic studies conclude that 50 to 70% of a corporate tax increase not passed on in higher prices is borne by workers, while 30 to 50% is borne by investors. If you consume, and we all do, you pay the corporate tax. If you consume and you work for a corporation, you pay the corporate tax twice. If you consume, work, and invest your retirement funds in stocks.
Oh, good point.
The corporate tax hits you three times.
Wow, I'd never thought about that third one.
Yeah, here's where it really hits home. Democrats call up the image of the greedy robber baron as a personification of big corporations. But when you pull back the curtain, it isn't the wizard or robber baron you see, but yourself as consumer, worker, and pensioner. Many Americans don't pay individual income taxes, but all Americans pay corporate taxes. In fact, a recent Treasury study confirmed that about 93 million families, about 49% of all American families, pay more in corporate taxes than they do in individual income taxes.
Wow.
And they go into a little detail on how that's true, but here's the part I wanted to hit.
That's not hard to believe, given the fact that half the country pays no federal income taxes, so...
I certainly had never
looked at it that way, and that's very interesting.
The stock market surged in 2017 in anticipation of the tax cuts, and in 2018, 2019 in response to them. Who owns American corporations? According to Tax Notes, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, blah, 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 72% of all domestically held stocks are owned by pension plans, 401ks, individual retirement accounts, and charitable organizations, or held by life insurance companies to fund annuities and death benefits.
What's that percentage?
72%.
Wow.
Of all domestically held stocks are retirement funds, essentially. So when the Democrats draw this cartoon of the fat cat who's going to be taxed, that's you, man. Look in the mirror.
And as I mentioned a week or so ago, this is an underreported story. The Trump tax cuts of 2017 expire in 25. So whoever gets elected, you know what day one is actually going to be? Day one is going to be the battle begins over renewing or not, or how much, the Trump tax cut package. And that is going to be the biggest political story of the year after the election. No doubt about it.
And the good old-fashioned demagoguing of it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be
the rich benefited the most. Well, the quote-unquote rich pay the vast majority of income taxes, so it'd be hard to design a system where they didn't. But anyway, that's politics.
So we miss a lot of memes on this show, for better or worse. Sometimes for better, for sometimes worse. It's not something Joe and I are really into. Like, we didn't catch the whole men think about the Roman Empire five times a day meme until everybody discussed it for a while. Here's another one that hit that I just found out about the other day, and I guess everybody in the country's been discussing it for a while, that we'll have to get to coming up so we can throw in our two cents. If you're not familiar with it, you will be. Among other, in the Cohen trial or the Trump Stormy Daniels trial or the Bragg Bull-S trial, whatever you want to call it, is back in the courtroom today, and we got an update on that and a bunch of stuff. So stay here.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Is there a single branch of government that Michael Cohen hasn't lied to?
Gee, I think there isn't.
That's Matt Gaetz asking the question yesterday. Is there a branch of government Michael Cohen hasn't lied to? Michael Cohen back on the stand today, and we're nearing the end. And as Joe mentioned earlier, the strategy might be for the defense to say, look, they didn't prove the case. Let's end this charade. Which is a thing you do sometimes. But anyway, we can talk about that more coming up, and we got some more punditry around that. And I was watching MSNBC this morning, and their law expert person said, this is going to be the only trial. So when this wraps up Friday or next Tuesday or whenever, this is the end of Trump in a courtroom, because there aren't going to be any more this year. I even said that on MSNBC. So interesting, right? We all thought there were four trials that were going to happen, maybe three, maybe two. Well, it turns out one, and it's the stupidest of them.
Stole the words out of my mouth.
So, Katie, have you or any of your female friends been engaging in this man or bear meme that we're like a month behind on? Yes or no?
Oh, okay. Big eye roll. Huge eye roll.
Okay, I'll set it up here, and then you can get into it.
Eye roll followed by the head shake of disgust.
Because this is the dumbest thing that's hit the internet in a while, but go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, well, we're way behind. And I apologize if you're like, that's so yesterday's news, because from what I understand, this has been the hot topic for quite a few weeks, but we're old and slow. So it's a very simple question. If you're a woman hiking alone in the woods, would you rather encounter an unknown man or an unknown bear? Would you rather encounter a strange dude you don't know or a bear? And depending on which social media venue you're on, but it ranges from well over majority on all of them, 2/3 to 85% of the women say absolutely bear, absolutely bear. I'd rather run into a bear than a dude out in the woods alone. What have you or your friends thought? And then I'll get into some of the higher level sociology commentary around it.
I have not brought this up to my circle of friends because the ones that would know about it are going to be the ones that would say bear. This is the dumbest thing on the planet. I don't know why you would want to encounter a bear.
Have you not heard of male toxicity?
Oh, give me a break. Really? You would rather encounter a wild bear while you're out on a hike than passing some dude you don't know? That's where we are.
That is where we are, and I think we actually are there. Obviously, there would be a certain amount of jerking with people or pollsters. It's not really a poll. It's just a question posted on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
But people kind of get a kick out of saying bear. But the fact that people get a kick out of saying bear, I find troubling. That you like this idea that men are so awful and dangerous that I'd rather be eaten by a bear. Like a lot of the most common sort of comment is, if a bear eats me, at least it's going to be quick and easy. A man, all the horrible things a man might do to me
would
be much worse than being eaten by a bear, is kind of the common theme among the 80% of women who feel that way.
My concern is that this might erode bear awareness, but that's just me.
Just let all of the women who said bear encounter a bear. It'll be great.
I have had a couple reactions in the last few years, though, where women recoiled in horror from the most casual, like, approach or conversation that didn't used to happen. I feel like I don't know what's being taught to young women about how afraid you should be of men in public or what.
Well,
but
you look like a serial killer. That's most of it.
But I've always looked like a serial killer, and I didn't always get this reaction.
Yeah, Joe stole part one of my answer. Part two is, this is the internet. The internet is doing this. The TikTok algorithms, the Instagram algorithms, anytime you go on, this bear man thing has been all over the place. And this is the dumbest comparison. My blood pressure is going up, if you can't tell. The fact that this is like the main, it was trending on every social media outlet you can imagine. And the top videos that you clicked on were all women talking about how they would much rather encounter a bear, and then firing off all the lists of reasons why they wouldn't want to encounter a man, which is stupid. And then you get all the kids that echo that. I think.
Yeah. Just the whole framework where you're answering one question with an answer that's meant to express who you are and what you're concerned about and how you believe in toxic masculinity and all. I just, if you want to say something, say something.
Yeah.
I don't know. This annoys me. It's another example of, if you're going to be accepted as a progressive, you've got to hate the United States. You've got to be self-hating. Especially if you're white people. That's like that's your bona fide. Can you use that in singular? I don't know. That's how you prove that you're worthy of respect, self-hatred. And look, I get it, as a father of a couple of daughters, that, you know, there's some risk in encountering a man in the wild, but it's just a silly question. A bear's a freaking wild beast.
Bear! You're breaking my kayak.
But I was thinking about this. What would you put the percentage of, if you're just going to encounter a random dude, the likelihood it's somebody awful that's going to do you harm? It's got to be low single digits.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like 2%,
yes.
Maybe? I think that would be high even. So what are we talking about? It's nuts.
Stupid.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
All right, we weren't planning on to do this, but we need to follow up a little more on the man versus bear question. If you're a woman walking alone in the woods, which is scarier, encountering a bear or encountering a man? You don't know. And like 80% of women, at least on TikTok and Facebook, say they'd rather encounter a bear. Being eaten by a bear sounds better than encountering a man, because the man, of course, is going to rape and kill you, because that's what all men do.
Toxic masculinity. This seems like a good opportunity for me to express my disapproval of toxic masculinity. That's all this is.
And of course, you got to flip it around. For men hiking, do you want to encounter a cougar or a cougar?
Okay.
Your choice of a cougar, or a cougar? I'd go with the cougar over the cougar any day, I'll tell you that. As dumb as this is, says this texter, I've literally been chased and nearly attacked by a man in the woods. They later caught him and arrested him, but I'd still rather run into a man than a bear.
Yeah.
This person actually had the experience.
You're an experienced hiker.
I used to hike every single day, and I have passed hundreds, if not thousands, of random men in the woods. And I can tell you, if that number had been hundreds of thousands of bears, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Got a lot of texts on this. For decades, the left has feminized men, that strong men are toxic, etc., etc. Now women complain there are no strong men available to hook up with. We got a lot of that theme. Hey, there's no wonder nobody's having kids. I was thinking about somebody we used to work with around here talking about why he was still single and didn't date much. Just the whole women he encountered look at men like they're all rapists. Like that's your starting point. And you have to be convinced otherwise.
Another aspect of this that bothers me is that whether you're a parent or a teacher or even a cop in some situations, people tend to, they live up to your expectations of them. And if we are constantly giving the message, sending the message to young men that men are dangerous, violent, misogynist beasts, then the young man has the option of either A, being that, or B, being some sort of weird reaction to that extra effeminate, passive, you know, making sure they're not a man.
Right.
You know, it's unhealthy.
Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, well, I'm just thinking from a woman's standpoint, too. It also says something about our growing women's security, because I'm secure enough in myself. Like, if I'm out, I'm situationally aware and all of those things. So I think that if I were to encounter the bad man on the trail, I would be able to know at least how to start to protect myself and handle it. We just have a bunch of really weak, scared women right now, too.
Well, it's the same thing that has been going on for decades now around child abduction. We've got to quit acting like every child gets abducted, every woman gets raped. These are extraordinary instances. That's why they make the news the way they do. They're not common.
Right. What's the exceptionality bias or rarity bias? The point is, and you're probably familiar with this, but it's worth keeping in mind that things make the news because they're rare. And then everybody sees them and becomes convinced they're common.
Yeah.
It's the very rarest of things that you hear about the most. Because man goes to work without incident, hugs wife who he loves afterward. It's not going to make the news.
Yeah.
And that happens millions and millions of times every single day.
If you're lost in the woods and you encountered a man, 99% of the time, maybe more, the guy's going to say, yeah, you go that way. And that'll be the end of it.
Right.
Yep.
You encounter a bear, you're going to wet your pants. It's scary.
I had a guy get a coyote away from me one time on a hike. Didn't know him for anything.
There you go.
Help me out.
It didn't. This meme didn't start with a woman in the woods. It started with, would you rather have your child wandering in the woods and come across a bear or a man? Well, in that case, definitely a man. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's just idiotic.
Yeah.
But again, that is the knee-jerk need of the progressive is to hate men, hate white people, hate the United States, whatever, self-hatred. I've got another great example of that coming up.
Okay, one more text on this, and this is the good closing text. Bear or man on a hiking trail? How did you know it was a man if you haven't confirmed his self-identities, his pronouns, etc.? The idea that you just assumed it was a man, bad on you.
Boy, what if it's a man that identifies as a bear? Then you're screwed.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, guy in a bear suit.
Oof.
I don't even know what you do.
Would you say bear or would you say, what do bears do?
S in the woods. Grunt.
Yeah, a person who S's in the woods, like a birthing person, or a, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Chest feeding. Come up with some elaborate woke term.
Right.
Jackasses.
A woods S-ing beast.
Yes, ignore them completely and DEI programs where they exist immediately. So this is related, but my excuse is not to beat up on progressive types. It's just I'm into this sort of thing. Animal behavior. But it's very, very similar. Rich Lowry in the National Review commenting on how a couple of the dopey actors, actresses from the new Planet of the Apes movie are making the rounds doing publicity. Owen Teague and Freya Allen, whoever they are. I'm sure they're hotties. And they were asked in a joint interview, are you team ape or team human? And both confidently said, oh, team eight, I just like humans a lot. There are times when you see humans come together and you go, oh, isn't this lovely? Then there are times you go, I absolutely hate us. And they went on about how they hate humans and animals are so much better.
All right.
It's the same thing, right?
Right.
But then for some reason, because Rich is similar to me in some ways, he goes into detail about ape behavior. And I just found this really interesting on its face. Never mind a bunch of dopey dip S actors.
Before you even get into this, and it's interesting, have none of these people watched like one of those nature shows where the strongest rips the weakest into tiny shreds because they can?
Right, right.
They've never seen
you know,
that?
I'm reminded, this reminds me actually of, again, it's the progressive mindset where they have this idea that Native American peoples, tribes, were all living peacefully, coexisting, plucking salmon out of waterfalls and helping each other through difficult times and blah, 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 and not killing and torturing each other in ways that are just unthinkable to the Western mind anyway. So Rich writes, not exactly a new insight that humans are capable of great achievements and great crimes. Still, you'd think our thespians would have a little more appreciation for the species willing to shell out to watch yet another installment of the Planet franchise, making the humans playing the various roles rich, famous, and comfortable. It sure beats lolling around in the grass, enjoying sexual congress out in the open with prodigious number of partners. Although tastes differ, I guess. Anyway, this is not to disparage apes who are beasts and can't help behaving as such, but he gets into the reality of it. The late great primatologist Franz de Waal, whose 1982 Chimpanzee Politics was so groundbreaking, he'd surely have a good chuckle over the two devotees of Team Ape. What we began to learn decades ago is that chimpanzees weren't the peace-loving vegetarians of our imagination. Instead, they have incredibly complex social dynamics that include intense competition for dominance. They also can be astonishingly violent, warlike, and expansionist. The expert Nicholas Newton Fisher has written of how seeing chimps peacefully interacting among another can create the perception that, quote, these animals represent some lost Eden, a salvation from the human condition. To watch a now, this is tough to take, folks, but this is reality. To watch a full-grown adult male play wrestle and chase a juvenile or adolescent, it is hard to imagine the callous brutality with which the same male can seize an infant from its mother's breast, tear into its abdomen with its canines, and start feeding on the infant's intestines while it still lives. That's ape behavior as well. Summarizing an extensive study of chimpanzee violence for The Atlantic, Max Fisher wrote, quote, the nature of chimpanzee war in which tribes patrol their own territory and violently annex the territory of other tribes in search of land and resources is startlingly similar to the warfare that has consistently emerged throughout human history.
Well, and even getting away from the violent apes, just watching your National Geographic shows, all your different herds that kick the wounded weak one to the end so it gets eaten by the gazelles to protect the rest of the group. We don't do
gets
that.
Gets eaten by gazelles?
Or, I'm sorry.
I doubt it.
The gazelles getting eaten by tigers. But you abandon your weak and let them get eaten to help save you. We've tried to do away with that in humanity.
If there's a greater point, and ape behavior is interestingly enough, in my opinion, but it reminds me once again of the idiotic, childlike notion that the United States is the most racist country on earth. We're not in the top 100, not even close. But it's that reflexive self-loathing and lack of perspective on other countries, other systems, other species, the Native Americans. There are 100 examples of it. Yeah, we suck in a lot of ways. We really need to get to keep working on our society and our game. But the reflexive self-hatred to show enlightenment is so childlike and so stupid. I have no patience for it.
Yeah, and then you can break it down into the self-hating on particularly Western white men versus other countries. Or there was a video making the rounds on social media yesterday of the Iranian police grabbing some woman who didn't have her head covered and beating her for a while before they forced her in the police car. And that was caught on video. And then I was like, hey, you college kids who are thrilled with Iran attacking Israel, this is how they would treat you. How do they? I don't even know where to start there.
Yeah, well, it's selective knowledge, and the selection is made by their professors trying to indoctrinate them into Marxism. And so you can't include that in the education.
I get that. I don't understand how people buy it or don't wake up to it very quickly when you encounter, for instance, that video where you think, wait a second, these don't look like the good guys.
Lack of curiosity, I think. And people want certainty. It's true in talk radio as well, and our show is a little odd in that, you know, if our side, quote-unquote, our side screws up, we'll go ahead and say so. I think we messed up. We could have done a better job, you know, doing this, that, or the other. People want one-sided certainty. It's a bad habit, but I get it. People want it.
This is another example of how we need to do the experiment of splitting into two countries.
Yes.
And you can have a one country where you women go ahead and encounter bears in the woods, and we'll have this other country where women are okay encountering men, and we'll see how it turns out. We'll run that experiment.
It's an odd aspect of the experiment we've proposed, but all right, fine. You can be in charge of the bear part.
Go ahead. Enjoy your encountering bears because it's safer than encountering a man you don't know. Whatever. The hush money trial going on today. We need to check in on that, among other things. Stay with us.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Todd Blanche is going to be a little bit more zeroed in on the charges that are against the former president. They're going to be challenging Michael Cohen's words, what he has said in the past, sometimes under oath, and basically trying to elicit the fact that he is a liar. You know, that is what they are trying to show to jurors. He could be on the stand for the entire day today under cross-examination, and it could even go into Monday. Remember, there is no court tomorrow because of Barron Trump's graduation.
That's right. No court on Friday because Barron is graduating and Trump was able to get off Friday to go watch his son graduate from high school. Is he graduating high school or college?
I don't remember. High school, I think.
Does anybody know?
Well, wait a minute.
High school.
I don't know.
It's high school. Okay. He's graduating high school as a 6'8" young man who looks just like his dad, only taller. So that was the CNN version of what's going to happen on the trial. Here's a Fox version.
Well, this trial could really blow up. Allegations about Michael Cohen could derail the proceedings against the former president. The claims are that Michael Cohen lied on the stand about Donald Trump. You know, earlier this week, Mr. Cohen took the stand and testified that it was the former president who oversaw and approved the plan to pay off Stormy Daniels. But a well-known and prominent New York lawyer who once advised Cohen, Robert Costello, well, yesterday he told a House Judiciary Subcommittee that back in 2018, Cohen told him not only did the former president not have anything to do with this deal, but he did not even know anything about it.
I hate to bore people with reality, but the prosecution still hasn't come within a mile of naming, much less proving, the underlying crime that makes these misdemeanor paperwork errors a felony.
So here's my theory now. Did Bragg think, but he was wrong, did he think, yeah, I know I can't prove this, and people won't catch on until the end, and fine, I don't care if he's acquitted, but we will dredge up all of this ugliness with him having sex with a porn star, with him with the hush money, and the blah, 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 and we'll present it, and the whole country will see it, and was the whole point? And that was the only point?
I suspect so.
Because you were just so wrong, dude. Everybody already knew all that stuff. People have made up their minds about Donald Trump and his character. There's nothing's happening here.
And let's not overcomplicate this. Remember, he ran for office on I Will Get Trump. So he had to drag him into court at some point for something. But this is a terrible precedent to set.
I think cameras in the courtroom are a bad idea, but if they had been in the courtroom and we'd had the audio and video of this, this would have been everywhere. I don't know if you've read the transcript, but the opening, when Cohen was first on the stand, Trump's lawyer said, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the quotes in front of me, but it's roughly this. Trump's lawyer says to Cohen, "We have never met, have we?" And Cohen says, "No." He said, "You referred to me in a podcast recently as a piece of S." He says the word.
Wow.
Is that correct? And Cohen said, yeah, that sounds like something I would say. Anyway, there were like 10 examples of that, of Cohen saying like really awful curse word things about this guy and Trump and various people. Now, how that strikes the jury, I have no idea, but that's pretty entertaining. You got to admit, if that had been on camera, that would have been on every newscast in America for 24 hours.
Well, that would not help as a juror. Wait a minute, you're insulting the lawyers and the defendant and like everybody involved here? They might just think, all right, we can't take this guy seriously. But
that's
again,
what I would think, I believe, if I came into it kind of tabula rasa, but you're the kind of guy that says that sort of thing? Nah. And you're a convicted liar? Nah.
But again, for the umpteenth time, they've got to somehow tie the misdemeanor to a different misdemeanor, turn that into a felony in spite of the statute of limitations challenge, and then have a local DA enforce a federal law. And that is a leap such that it would win the gold medal in Paris this summer.
I want to get this on. I haven't heard this. I have no idea what it's even about. I know Mitt Romney did an interview with MSNBC. I saw it teased. I didn't watch it, but here's a clip from that.
I think President Biden made an enormous error. He should have fought like crazy to keep this prosecution from going forward. It was a win-win for Donald Trump. You may disagree with this, but had I been President Biden, when the Justice Department brought out indictments, I would have immediately pardoned him. I'd have pardoned President Trump. Why? Well, because it makes me, President Biden, the big guy, and the person I pardoned, the little guy.
That's pretty good on this trial. That I think that's pretty good politics. I think that would have been a good strategy, would have been good for America, and would have been a good political strategy, I think, for Biden. I also agree with Mitt Romney. I think this is going to ultimately be a win-win for Trump. It did him more good than harm.
Yeah, I'm just struck by how unique that analysis is. But yeah, I agree with you on both points.
Isn't that something? Since it happened so early, it's going to be over, what, middle of next week? Plenty of time to go before the election. So it did keep him off the campaign trail, but not in a way that's going to have an effect on anything. Right. Most of the country is going to come away from this, or at least enough of the country comes away from this of it looking like a sham and a political prosecution. There's nothing to gain for Joe Biden in this.
Right. Well, and I would hope a lot to lose in that to engage in lawfare of this sort, where you take the thinnest, strangest of legal theories and try to prosecute the leading candidate of the other party. That's shameful. That will be a disaster for the country going forward if it becomes commonplace. So there needs to be a serious price to pay on the negative side for Democrats. I would hope.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.